The El Bahajir oil fields were set by ISIL militants on fire. Press TV reached the site. There was no presence for ISIL militants. However, the line of defense related to the Iraqi army there was attacked by ISIL militants several times yesterday. Suicide bombers driving trucks tried to reach the line in the area of Hudaydah. Army forces shot towards the targets, which led to the explosion of two trucks and a car. Alam area was 5 kilometers away from us. Officials told us that the attack on Alam will take place on Saturday, for it is an important point for the attack on Tikrit. Iraqi Interior Minister paid a visit to the area of Hudaydah, checking on the operations. He told us that the operations are going faster than planned, which is promising.
The operations are going faster than we planned. The Iraqi forces, volunteers and tribes were able to defeat ISIL in many areas. The only difficulty that we faced was the explosive devices, which set us back a little bit.
Iraqi Air Force had bombed the area before the ground forces reached it. While there, we could see the Iraqi aircraft flying above us. This line is what separates the Iraqi forces from ISIL militants. Now, the smoke that you see behind me is due to the bombing of ISIL trucks that were full of explosives heading towards the line of defense of the Iraqi forces, and also the bombing of the cars related to ISIL militants. The area of Dur was liberated by Iraqi forces, volunteer forces, and the tribes after taking over the military neighborhood and the center of the city.
The citizens were forced and abused by ISIL when the army entered, joined the fight alongside the army, and became part of the popular committees.
We have been informed that the citizens of the cities that the army is entering have joined the fight against ISIL and became part of the popular committees. Rehshan Saglam, Press TV, Northeast Crete.